you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
You know, in Proverbs, it says, Lord, teach us to number our days. And I think that's wise, wise counsel, because how is it that we're already in June, June the 5th? I don't know. Fred, how you doing? Happy Thursday. So good to see you. Happy summertime. It's when is it officially summer? I think later on this month, I think the 21st. But officially, the weather we've been having the last couple of weeks, it's summertime in my book. I'm so glad to be spending some time with you, and I pray your week is blessed. I pray that your week is going well, and if not, I just want to encourage you that His grace is sufficient. Amen. Hey, some sad news this past week. Ann B. Davis passed away, and you're thinking, the name doesn't really ring a bell. Maybe you've heard about it in the news stories, but you may not know her name. But you know who she is. Ann B. Davis, she's the one that actually played Alice on the Brady Bunch. And you're probably thinking, okay, why are you telling us this? Well, I learned something new. She was a born-again believer. She believed in the Lord Jesus, called Him her Lord. And I love what she says. She said in a quote a couple of years ago, I'm convinced we all have a God-shaped space in us. Until we fill that space with God, we'll never know what it is to be whole. I love that. Praise the Lord. So Ann B. Davis, the actress who played Alice on the Brady Bunch, in the presence of her Savior today. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, that's the assurance, the blessed hope that you and I have. When life ends, it's not a period, it's a comma. I'm so grateful that you and I, we as children of God, have hope beyond this world. Hope that lasts forever. And His name is Jesus. Amen. Well, coming up this fall, November 6th through the 15th, you're invited to the Great News Radio Israel Tour, special 10-day tour of Israel. And the theme this year is, you have heard it said, but I tell you. It's time to start praying, maybe planning, and even preparing your next trip to the Holy Land. Join us for this unique trip that will focus on the four Gospels as we walk through the land of Israel. Think about that. The places, the situations, and the things you read about in the Word you can experience when you join us for this wonderful trip to Israel. Special 10-day trip, again, November 6th through the 15th. And there's a special early bird pricing through the end of next month. So it gives you time to think about it, pray about it, maybe start saving as well. There's information on our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Israel Trip. Or if you want information and prayer packages, give us a call. We'll send you all the information, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about what it looks like when we're filled with hope. When hope is expressed, it looks like gratitude. So today we're going to be taking a look at the topic of gratitude in terms of Psalm 138. That's coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely. So highly exalted.
Gratitude is a response to the hope that we have in Christ. Or at least it should be, right? You know, in 2002, a superstorm devastated the northeast corner of the U.S., leaving many people without a home. And there was a young lady, Carrie, who was 31 years old, single mom. She was one of those people. And one day, while she was searching for clothes for her toddler in a local thrift store, a man approached her with a handful of $100 bills. And he told her, don't give up on hope. It's going to be okay. And it says, the article I read said that she broke down and she cried with tears in her eyes. She hugged the stranger. And the moment changed her life forever, not because of her current needs, but because it was filled with hope when she thought she had none left. And who was the mysterious stranger? Well, he was a wealthy businessman who travels to cities affected by natural disasters, giving out cash to those in need. He says it's his form of giving back. Friend, what does it look like when you and I, when we're filled with hope, what does that look like? When hope is expressed, it looks like gratitude. Sometimes it's the small acts of kindness. Other times it's the big ones. In Psalm 138, King David expresses his hope in God, and he resonates with gratitude. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day. Actually, it was my sister. Yes, I was talking with my sister the other day, and we were just talking about the gratitude that Christians that we have, and or we should have at least. And she said, you know, not many Christians have that gratitude. And the more I thought of it, and more kind of saddened me. And I'm so glad that the Word of God is our example. Psalm 138, if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and read this together. It's King David saying, I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord. May they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Beautiful psalm, Psalm 138. I'll tell you what, some things just go together. I mean, for example, you automatically close your eyes when you sneeze. Did you know that? Have you ever tried to sneeze with your eyeballs open? I mean, like your eyeballs may pop out. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know some of us are thinking right now, you know what, the next time I sneeze, I'm going to make sure I leave my eyes open. I'll tell you what, most people can't do it. The reflexes involved in sneezing demands that you close your eyes. Don't ask me where I found that out at. I thought it was just interesting. You know, there are just some things that go together. And in the same way, praise and gratitude automatically go together. It's impossible to give God praise without being grateful for God. And Psalm 138 captures a moment of authentic praise and gratitude, friend. You ever watch one of those films and there's that guy or girl, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it. You know, that's the expression of love we see in films. And I'll tell you what, David, he was not ashamed to share a similar feeling in his praise of God. David shouted here in Psalm 138, I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart before the gods. That's small g. I will sing your praise. In fact, we read here in Scripture as well that David danced before the Lord in front of everybody. So we see three elements of praise in Psalm 138. We see passion. Notice the nature of David's praise. His praise and thanks were expressed with all of his heart, it says here. There was openness. David didn't express his praise privately. I mean, he had an audience. He was willing to expose his heart for God before anyone and everyone. And there was also the element of expression. David wrote, he sang, he shouted, he bowed, he engaged his whole being in his praise of God. I don't know about you, friend, but that kind of convicts me personally. I want to have what David had, that excitement, that hunger, and that thirst, and that true heart of worship for the Lord. What was David thankful for? David was thankful for God and who he was and what he has said and what he has done. He was thankful for God's character, and because God has revealed his character to his people. We often assume that people know we're grateful for them, but we need to express that gratitude. See, when it comes to expressing thanks to God, he obviously knows we're grateful whether we express it or not. He already knows that. But we need to follow David's example and express our gratitude to God. This helps us keep everything in perspective. My gratitude for me is a reminder to myself of who is the source of all that I have. I love what it says here in Psalm 138, verse 4. It says, all the kings on earth will give you thanks, Lord. You know, sure, it's easy to be grateful when you're a king. I mean, you're in charge, you have money, everything is going well for you. There's a company called Project 7 that donates more than 50% of their profits from the sales of bottled water, gum, mints, and coffee to help meet critical needs around the world. And actually, the founder and CEO once encouraged his friends to consider that others may look at our lives, that's you and me, and see their dream job, their dream house, their dream life. No matter how bad, friend, your day may be, someone would be gladly to trade their life for yours. To another, your life may seem like that of a king. The wisest kings realize they serve one who is greater. Kings and others in high positions can praise God because they recognize his glory. I wish some of the kings in this world today will see that. Will bow on their knees and worship Jesus. How different our world would be, wouldn't it? And the same can be said for those who may be on the opposite end of the spectrum. Because in verse 6 it says that God looks kindly on the lowly. Humility and lowliness have to do with the posture of the hearts toward God. And friend, here's something. If you're listening today and you're able to write this down, let me throw this at you. Gratitude fades. Gratitude fades when you begin to take for granted what God has given or done in your life. Gratitude fades when you begin to take for granted what God has given or done in your life. You may even feel he owes you some of those gifts. You would take then the entitlement attitude. God owes me. Whenever you feel entitled to have what you have, you can't be grateful for it. Can I get an amen? As long as you feel that what you have or what you should have is due you, you won't be grateful to God. And verses 7 and 8 talk about God's protection in Psalm 138. David worshipped the Lord for God's protection and everything who he was. So friend, here on this Thursday, how can gratitude, grounded in hope, be part of your life for the remainder of this week? Well, let's take a record of it. Record it. Gratitude is a discipline. Once a day, create a list that says, I am grateful for such and such today. Keep a record of God's faithfulness in the past. Because let me tell you what, you and I, we're going to forget those small victories. But when we're going through those seasons in life, those small victories are so big. But when we move forward and forget about them, they don't seem as big. And we kind of forget about God's faithfulness. So discipline yourself and journal down those small things of God's faithfulness in your life. That will give you a heart of gratitude. So what does it look like when you're filled with hope? Hope looks like gratitude. Give thanks to the Lord today.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
thankfulness isn't something we just do at Thanksgiving or November. It should be a way of life. Amen. Don Moen, and thank you, Lord. And friend, I thank God for you and just our time together today. And I hope you can join us again tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason in the studio, going to be studying the book of Acts. I know last week... they kind of got on there, got sidetracked a little bit, but kind of entertaining at times. So hope you can join us again tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's go serve him today. Have a great rest of your Thursday.